Before I get going, I do want to introduce my wife Linda and my daughter Jennifer.
在我开始之前，我想要介绍我的太太 Linda 跟女儿 Jennifer。
I need to get used to this morning because when I spoke to you before, there was a big audience.
在我过去的时候，我要熟悉一下今天的环境，因为过去有比较多弟兄姐妹在现场。
This morning, I have to get used to looking into a camera.
今天早上我要习惯来对着这个摄影机来说话。
So I feel like a televangelist. Please send us your money.
我感觉像是电视的这个传道人。
I want to thank Charles for interpreting for me again this morning. You're my right-hand man.
谢谢这个 Charles 今天早上帮我翻译。
And before we get going seriously, let me just one thing. Hi, Samuel. Good to see you.
在我开始之前，我要跟这个 Charles 儿子 Samuel 说 hi.
Samuel is Charles' son. And hi, Samuel, Pastor Daniel's son.
我们有两个 Samuel， 一个是叶传道的儿子，一个是我的儿子。
Thank you, Pastor Daniel, for giving me this pulpit. It is indeed an honor for me to speak before the congregation this morning.
感谢叶传道今天早上让我有这样的机会，这是无比荣幸的事情。
This morning's message is not a sermon of deep theological teaching.It is a message about godly living, godly manhood, and godly parenting.
Today's 早上的信息是有关于这个怎么样做一个敬虔的父母和敬虔的男人。
It is a message to us current fathers and to men who will also be fathers and husbands sometime in the future.
今天的信息是给那些现在是父亲或是丈夫的男人，或是将来要成为丈夫或是父亲的男人。
So women, wives, and mothers, wives, it's okay to give your husband a nudge if something is appropriate for you.
如果说妻子或是姐妹可以，如果说听到你觉得很扎心的觉得说你提醒你先生的话，可以碰碰他。
This message is also to wives and daughters.
今天的信息也是给妻子和儿女的。
So by the authority given to me by the Holy Spirit of God and God the Father, if husbands you feel appropriate, you can nudge your wife accordingly.
也是这个是圣灵和神赐给我的权利。如果说你觉得听到扎心，觉得说你妻子要听的，你也碰碰你的妻子。
One of the greatest pleasures in my life is being the father of my daughter Jennifer.
我一生最大的喜悦之一是成为我女儿 Jennifer 的父亲。
I made this button at church camp many, many years ago, and I wear it with pride.
我在一年的全教会退休会做了这个胸章，我每年都戴。
Do we get to see it?
然后我们看到这个照片。
If not, I can run down to the camera. But if there's a chance later on, you get to project it, shoot it up at an appropriate time.
如果说有看到这个胸章的照片的话，那可以来让大家来看看。
I am proud to be Spug's dad. Oh, there it is.
出现了，就是这个是一个就是我女儿她的小名叫 Spug's， 我很骄傲成为她的父亲。
I am proud to be Spug's dad.
就是我很骄傲成为这个小麻雀的父亲。
I am proud of who she is, not just what she did or does.
我以这个女儿为荣，不是她的因为她的成就。
I trust that all of you dads are just as proud of your kids as I am of Jennifer.
我相信所有在座的父亲都是同样的以你的儿女为荣。
We shouldn't have a boastful pride, but we should have a sense of deep pleasure, happiness, joyfulness, delightfulness when we think about our kids.
我们不应该有着一种骄傲自夸的心态，而是一种想到我们的儿女就充满喜乐、快乐的心情。
God gives us an example of how a father is pleased with his son.
神给我们这个一个很好的榜样。
God says in Luke 3:22, when Jesus was baptized,You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased.
在路加福音三章二十二节里面讲到，在耶稣基督受洗之后，神说你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
It had nothing to do what Jesus did, but had everything to do what Jesus or who Jesus was.
这个时候，耶稣的在地上的工作还没有开始，这个是无关耶稣基督做的事，而是有关于耶稣基督身为神子的身份。
I believe that the celebration of Father Day evolves.
我相信父亲节的庆祝在不断的演化。
When kids are young, it's all about us.
当孩子还小的时候，都父亲节的焦点在我们父亲身上。
Our kids give us lots of hugs and kisses, very special handmade cards and gifts.
我们的孩子给我们很多的爱，这个亲吻和拥抱，很多他们手做的卡片等等。
At that time, we're young, so we get to eat everything we want.
那时候我们还很年轻，所以我们父亲节可以放肆吃喝一顿。
I remember a time for Father's Day, my daughter fed me dirt.
Dirt?
Dirt. Translate, interpret, dirt.
我记得有一次父亲节，我的女儿把那个泥土来给我吃。
It was ground up Oreo cookies in a pot.
就是其实是看起来像泥土，可是其实是一个Oreo 这种饼干，看起来灰灰黑黑的，然后把它碾碎，看起来像泥土一样。
When our kids get older, I believe it's about them.
当孩子大一点的时候，我相信父亲节的焦点是在他们的身上。
It's a time where we can show them and tell them that they are very special and that they are very loved.
当父亲节的时候，我们会告诉他们，他们是很特别的，而且是被爱的。
Years ago, I started to send to my daughter a reverse Father's Day card.
在数年之前，我开始在父亲节的时候寄一个反向的父亲节卡片给我的女儿。
It is another way to I tell her I love her.She's very special, and I'm proud and well pleased with her.
这是我告诉她，我爱她，她很特别啊，我喜悦她的方式。
Today, this morning, we're going to look or start to look and take a look at the first father in the Bible, Adam.
我们今天要看到这个圣经里面第一个父亲亚当。
He may not have been much of a father because his first son Cain killed his younger brother Abel.
他或许不是一个好父亲，毕竟他的长子该隐杀了次子亚伯。
That was not a very good start.
这不是一个好的开始。
Adam may not have been much of a husband either because he did not stop Eve from eating the fruit from the tree.
他或许不是一个，也不是一个好丈夫，因为他没有阻止夏娃吃这个分别善恶树上的果实。
Let's take a look at Genesis 3, 1 through 6, and I'm going to have Charles read it in the Chinese text.
我们来看来看这个创世纪三章一到六节这个荧幕上也有看到由我在这边替大家念。耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野一间的活物一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子神曾说，你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
The very widely used English New International Version or NIV reads, her husband who was with her.
在第六节，在这个这个国际新国际英文的翻译版是说，就又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃，这个她丈夫是跟她在一起的。
The Old King James Version and the New American Standard Bible reads her husband with her.
The King James 跟这个这个 ESV 就是这两个比较常用的英文版本也是说她丈夫与她同在。
The English Standard Bible or the ESV reads her husband who was with her.
在 ESV 也是这样说。
For the longest time, I thought that Eve was alone with the serpent. But the best and most used translations in the English Bible state that Adam was with her.
我过去一直以为夏娃是单独独自被蛇引诱，但是圣经告诉我们夏娃跟亚当是同在的。
The Hebrew word for with means that both Adam and Eve were there at the same time, very close to each other.
在希伯来原文里面也是指出他们是一起的。
Adam was not someplace far away, but Adam was close by with Eve.
亚当不是在很远的地方，而是他是就在他附近。
The pronoun you in the Hebrew text throughout the passage that Charles just read is in the plural.
这个在中文有翻出来是说你们，是说这个两双复数的。
The serpent was speaking to both Adam and Eve at the same time in the same place.
这个蛇当时是跟他们两个人一同说话的。
The question I want to ask this morning and maybe answer is on this Father's Day morning is why didn't Adam do something when the serpent was talking to his wife Eve?
今天早上我尝试要了解的或许提出一些答复的，就是说当蛇跟亚当夏娃说话的时候，亚当为什么不做些什么？
Why was Adam so passive?
为什么他那么被动呢？
Why didn't Adam do something?
为什么他不做些什么呢？
Let me suggest 7 reasons why Adam was so passive.
让我建议或许有七个理由为什么亚当如此被动。
The first one is that maybe Adam was physically tired working in the Garden of Eden.
首先我觉得亚当或许是他的身体很疲惫，在工作在这个伊甸园中工作之后。
In Genesis 2:15, we read, God took Adam to the Garden of Eden to cultivate and keep it.
在创世纪二章十五节里面讲到，亚当是要修理看守这个伊甸园。
Adam may have loved gardening so much, and he worked so hard that he lost track of time and got very tired.
亚当或许他很喜欢园艺，很喜欢修剪，他辛勤工作，他忘了时间，他也很疲惫，很疲惫。
On the other side, Adam may have had an attitude problem because he did not like gardening.
那或许也是有可能亚当他根本不喜欢园艺或修剪这些树木，他态度有问题。
Reason number two, maybe Adam had a really, really, really big attitude problem with God.
第二点，这个原因我觉得有可能是亚当有可能有一个很对神有一个态度的问题。
In Genesis 2:16 and 17, God gave Adam the okay to eat anything in the garden, but commanded the man not to eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在创世纪二章十六到十七节里面讲，神告诉亚当，园中所有的果子都可以吃，唯有分别善恶树上果子不能吃。
The word command means that God gave Adam an authoritative order to not eat from the tree.
神是用命令的方式，是带着权威的指示。
Maybe God didn't like Adam didn't like God setting limits on him.
或许亚当不喜欢神给他的限制。
Reason number three.
第三个理由呢
？Maybe Adam was physically and emotionally tired naming all the animals.
或许亚当在给动物起名字，身心俱疲。
In Genesis 2:20.The man gave names to all the cattle, to all the birds in the sky, and every beast in the field.
在二章二十节里面讲到说，一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名。
Just imagine, Adam had no helper.
那时候亚当还没有帮手。
He had to do everything himself.
他自己要做这些事情。
He had to think of all the names.
他自己要想出这些名字。
He may have been very tired and emotionally tired.
他的身体跟心理都很疲惫。
Reason number four, maybe Adam was not fully awake because he had just woken up from a deep sleep.
或许亚当的时候没有完全的清醒，因为他刚从一个沉睡中醒过来。
Genesis 2:21a, God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept.
二章二十一节前面，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。
It must have been a very, very deep sleep because the word sleep is mentioned twice in the text.
在这个经节里面讲到两次的睡眠，这一定是睡得很沉的意思。
Reason number five.
第五个原因。
Maybe Adam had just experienced and was recovering from traumatic surgery.
或许亚当刚经历一个大手术，正在复原中。
Genesis 2:21b, God took one of his ribs, closed up his flesh at that place.
二章二十一节后面，神取下他一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。
The word flesh indicates that this was something that happened to his physical body.
这边讲说肉，就表示说它是真的是发生在他身上的一个手术。
Reason number six, maybe Adam was in total shock that a serpent was talking to them.
第六个原因，或许亚当发现蛇在对他们说话的时候太震惊了。
Genesis 3:1-5 gives of an account of the serpent engaging in a conversation with Eve.
在今天的章节一到五节，我们看到蛇对他们说话。
Adam had seen many serpents before because he named them all, but he never saw or experienced a talking one.
亚当在之前一定有看到很多蛇，因为他要给他们起名字，他是第一次看到会讲话的蛇。
Maybe Adam was afraid of serpents. I am.
或许亚当很怕蛇啊，我也怕蛇。
Maybe Adam had something else on his mind. Reason number 7.
最后一个原因，我觉得亚当或许当时有心事。
In Genesis 2:25, we read that the man and his wife were naked and they were not ashamed.
在第二章二十五节，赤身肉体不觉得羞耻。
Maybe Adam was very distracted and had something else on his mind.
或许那时候亚当很分心，或是当时有心事。
Whatever Adam's reasons were, we see that his passivity resulted in a dramatic consequence.
不管什么原因呢，亚当的被动造成了极严重的后果。
For whatever happened,I'm willing to be somewhat understanding.
不管怎么样，我希望能够以一个理解的角度来了解亚当。
Adam had no model.
他没有一个榜样。
Adam had no word or scripture.
他没有全备的神的话语。
He had no Holy Spirit.
他没有圣灵。
He had no prayer.
他没有祷告。
I'm willing to cut Adam some slack, but I don't think we should be so lenient on ourselves this morning.
我今天愿意放过亚当一马，但是我不认为我们今天可以对自己这么这样子放水。
Husbands, fathers, we are in a different situation today.
今天的丈夫和父亲，我们今天是在一个不同的情况。
First of all, we have a perfect model in Jesus Christ, and we should learn from him.
首先，我们有一个耶稣基督完美的榜样，我们来学习。
In Matthew 4:1-11, there is an account of how Jesus was tested by the devil.In the desert.
在马太福音四章一到十一节里面，我们看到耶稣是被魔鬼试探。
Again, let me have Charles read the text Matthew 4:1-11 in Chinese.
马太福音四章一到十一节，在这边替大家念。当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探，他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的进前来对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”耶稣却回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”耶稣对他说：“经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。”魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，又对他说：“你若服拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。”耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。”于是魔鬼离开了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
Notice how Jesus was not passive.
耶稣他没有被动。
Jesus actively engaged in a conversation with the devil.
耶稣是主动的出击和魔鬼对谈。
Notice how Jesus quoted scripture.
耶稣他引用经文。
Jesus answered the devil 3 times, "It is written."
耶稣说了3次，经上记着说。
The first time in verse 4, Jesus quotes a portion of Deuteronomy 8:3.
在第四节里面，他是引用申命记的8:3.
Jesus quotes, "It is written that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord."
耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说出的一切话。
The second time in verse 7, Jesus quoted another portion of Deuteronomy.
在第二个第七节里面，他也是同样的用申命记的6:16这边。
Jesus said, "It is written, do not put the Lord your God to test."
他说不可试探主你的神。
The third time in verse 10, Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 6:13.
第三次耶稣用生命记六章十三节的话
He said, it is written, serve the Lord your God, serve him only.
他说经上记着说当拜主你的神单要侍奉他
E.V. Hill, one of my all-time favorite old African-American preachers, said this to men at a Promise Keepers conference some years ago.
一位非裔的美国牧师叫做 E.V. Hill， 他在数年前的这个承诺者大会中，他讲到这句话。
He said, "Men, when you are being tempted or tested by the devil, hit them, hit them, hit them."
他说，男人们，当你们被恶魔这个引诱的时候，击打他，击打他，击打他。
Hit them with scripture. Hit them with the word of God.
用经文击打他，用神的话语来击打他。
Don't let him mess with you. Don't take his stuff.
不要让他混乱你，也不要从他那里接受任何东西。
Jesus hit the devil 3 times with scripture, and the devil left him.
耶稣击打撒旦三次，他就退去了。
It's like an American it's like American baseball. Strike one. Strike two. Strike three.Devil, you're out of here.
就像美国棒球一样，一好球、两好球、三振出去，撒旦啊，你没戏唱了。
Adam didn't have the word of God to hit the serpent with.
亚当他没有神的话语来击打撒旦。
Jesus had the word of God and he hit the devil 3 times with it.
耶稣有神的话语，他用经文来击打撒旦。
Jesus encountered the devil and hit the devil 3 times and experienced victory.
他击打三次之后，经历了胜利。
Husbands, fathers, we too can experience the same victory when we hit the devil with the word of God.
丈夫们、父亲们，我们同样可以用神的话语来击打撒旦。
There's a lesson to be learned here.
这边有一个很好的一个学习。
Husbands and fathers, take every opportunity to learn and memorize scripture.
丈夫和父亲们用任何的机会来学习并且背诵经文。
My greatest regret in my life is that I did not memorize more scripture.
我一生最大的遗憾就是没有牢记更多的经文。
I should have memorized more scripture as I was growing up in my Christian walk.
我应该在我这个行天路的时候来记得更多的经文。
I wish I could quote more scripture defending my faith.
我希望用更多的经文来捍卫我的信仰。
I wish I could quote more scripture to guide and comfort my wife.
我希望更多的经文来引导和安慰我的妻子。
I wish I could quote more scripture to encourage others.
我希望更多经文来鼓励其他人。
And I wish I could pray back to God more scripture.
我希望用更多经文来向神祷告。
Paul wrote these words to his spiritual son Timothy about God's word.
保罗在用接下来的话写给他属灵的儿子提摩太。
In 2 Timothy 2:5, he tells Timothy, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth."
提摩太后书2:15里面讲到，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
He also writes in 2 Timothy, latter part, all scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
同样在提摩太后书3:16，圣经都是神所默示的，与教导督责使人归正，教导人学义都是有益的。
Guys.Take more time. Take every opportunity to read and study scripture.
弟兄们，多花点时间读经研经。
Have a regular or preferably a daily time in the Bible.
有经常，更好的就是每天的灵修。
Husbands and wives have a regular, preferably a daily time in the Bible together.
妻子和丈夫最好是有经常或是每天的读经。
How can you, how can we be godly fathers, godly parents, if we are not in God's word every day?
如果你没有在神的话语中，如何成为一个敬虔的丈夫或是父亲呢？
Second, Adam didn't have scripture to fight the devil, but he did have arms and legs.
第二点， 亚当虽然没有用经文来抵挡撒旦，可是他有手有脚。
He could have firmly grabbed Eve's arms and said, "Let's get out of here. Let's go. This is not good."
他可以抓着夏娃的手逃离，逃避撒旦。
He could have fled the situation.
他可以从当场的情境逃走。
To flee is to run away from a place or a situation of danger.
逃避是从一个极险之地或是一个情境中离开。
Fleeing is scriptural. Paul wrote about it to his spiritual son Timothy twice about fleeing ungodliness.
逃避是有圣经根据的，保罗在经文中告诉他的属灵儿子提摩太有关于两次有关于逃避。
1 Timothy 6:11, but you, man of God, flee from all of this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness.
提摩太前书六章十一节，但你是属神的人，要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
All this means fleeing from false teachers, fleeing from ungodliness.
追求这些事情，表示要从假教师和不敬虔中来逃离。
Paul is telling Timothy to flee all that and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness.
保罗叫提摩太要逃离这些事情，并且追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
Paul also writes to Timothy, flee all evil desires of youth and pursue, again, righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
在另外一处，在提摩太后书二章二十二节，他说，你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Paul tells Timothy specifically what to flee from and what to pursue.
保罗告诉提摩太，不只要逃避，也要追求。
Paul tells Timothy to pursue three things.
我们看到这两次，他都要这个提摩太追求三件事情。
Righteousness, faith, and love.
公义、信德和忍耐。
There's a lesson here.
这边有给我们一个教训。
You need to flee and run away from any place, anything, any situation of spiritual danger.
我们要学习保罗这边所说的，我们要从这一切的属灵的险境中来逃离。
Third, Paul had something else that no, we have something else do did. Let me rephrase.Third, we have something else that Adam did not have. That's prayer.
第三点，我们有一些，有一件就是亚当没有的事情，那就是祷告。
We men can take Paul's instructions to Timothy and pray that we pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness.
我们可以学习从这个保罗给提摩太的书信来追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
Wives.Pray for your husband.
妻子们为你的丈夫祷告。
Okay. Now, don't pray shallow prayers that he watch less TV or play less video games.
不要用做一些肤浅的祷告，比如说少看点电视，少玩一点电动。
That he change his bad habits.
或是像是他改掉一些坏习惯。
Or that he helps you with the dishes and laundry.
或者说他帮你洗碗、洗衣服。
Don't pray that he be more sensitive to your needs.
也不要祷告说他对你的需要更加敏感。
Or pray that he spends more time with the kids.
或者说他花多一点时间在孩子身上。
Don't pray that your husband would become the man you want him to be.
不要祷告说你的丈夫会成为你所希望他变成的人。
Don't pray for just behavior changes.
不要只为行为上的改变来祷告。
Pray instead.That your husband become the man of God, God wants him to be.
而是为你的丈夫祷告神，希望他成为的人。
Pray that your husband, the boys in your life, will grow up and be men who are filled with the fruit of the Spirit.
为你的生命中的男人，包括你的丈夫和你的儿子祷告，成为这个有属灵这个果子的人。
And we see that in Galatians 6:23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
我们在加拉太书五章里面有看到，这些果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、 忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Wives, moms, pray that the men, the boys in your lives, flee what God writes about in Galatians 5.
妻子们、母亲们，为你的儿子祷告，就是要逃离在加拉太书五章所提到不好的事情。
Sexual immorality, impurity.
性的不道德和不纯洁。
In verse 20, strife, jealousy, anger, disputes, dissension, idolatry.
争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争。
Verse 21, envy, drunkenness.
嫉妒、醉酒。
Remember, guys, let's flee all of that stuff.
弟兄们，我们要从这些事情来逃离。
How important is prayer?
祷告是多么重要呢？
John 17 records a prayer spoken by Jesus in Gethsemane before his crucifixion.
约翰福音十七章里面讲到耶稣在这个克西马尼园的 祷告。
Just hours before the cross, Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and prayed.
在他受刑之前的几个小时，他向天祷告。
He prayed for himself.
他为他自己祷告。
He prayed for his disciples.
他为他的门徒祷告。
And he prayed for all believers or his church.
他为所有信徒，也就是他的教会来祷告。
Jesus betrayed Jesus, but became a great apostle and evangelized the Roman world because Jesus prayed for Peter in the upper room.
因着耶稣为彼得祷告，背叛耶稣的彼得成为伟大的使徒，在罗马帝国中宣教。
We read in Luke 22:32a that Jesus prayed for Peter, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail.
彼得在这个耶稣在路加福音二十二章里面讲到说，他为彼得祷告，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。
Prayer is so important that Jesus still prays for us today.
祷告是如此重要，基督现在还是在为我们代求。
Hebrews 7:24 says, "Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them."
在希伯来书七章二十四到二十五节讲到，这位祭司永远长存的这祭司的职位就不更换，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都拯救到底，因为他是长久活着替我们祈求。
Always means always.
长久。
Always doesn't mean sometimes, now and then.
长久或是永远就是永远，并不是说间歇性的。
Them means us. Them means you, me.
替他们祈求，他们就是我们的意思，就是所有的信徒。
Prayer is so important that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us today.
祷告是如此重要，圣灵也替我们代求。
In Romans 8:26 and 27, we read, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans."That he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance to the will of God.
罗马书八章二十六到二十七节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵的帮助，我们本不晓得怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Us means us. Us means you and me.
我们就是你我。
The Holy Spirit Himself prays for God's people. God's people are you and me.
圣灵为神的子民祷告，神的子民就是你我。
There's a lesson here.
这边我们学到一个功课。
Guys, pray for yourself every day.
弟兄们，你每天都要为自己祷告。
It's okay to pray for ourselves. We need to pray for ourselves. We need prayer.Jesus did.
我们每天都需要替自己祷告，这是可以的，耶稣他也为自己祷告。
Wives, pray for your husbands and with your husbands every day.
妻子们为你的丈夫也和你的丈夫一同的祷告。
You know that we need your prayers.
你晓得我们需要你们的祷告。
Children, sons and daughters, pray for your dad every day.And for your dad every day.
孩子们，和你的父亲一同祷告，也为你的父亲祷告。
Husbands and fathers, unlike Adam, we have no excuse for being passive.
丈夫和父亲们，我们不像亚当一样，我们今天没有被动的借口。
We have a perfect model in Jesus Christ.
我们有完美的榜样，耶稣基督来效法。
We have scripture to get instruction and guidance from.
我们有经文来教导带领我们。
We have people praying for us.
我们有人为我们祷告。
Jesus interceding for us.
耶稣也为我们代求。
The Holy Spirit interceding for us.
圣灵也为我们代求。
We can and should have other men support, encourage, and pray for us.
我们应该有其他的男人支持我们，鼓励我们，也为我们祷告。
We are not alone as Adam was.
我们不像亚当一样孤单。
For the last several years, I've enjoyed a daily reading in Moments with You.
在过去几年，我用这本Moments with You 来灵修。
Dennis and Barbara Rainey share very insightful devotional thoughts about godly living and parenting.
这本书的作者 Dennis 跟 Barbara Rainey 他们分享有关敬虔生活和身为父母很深刻的一些想法。
The thought this past Friday and Saturday was about courageous parenting.
过去这个星期五、星期六，它的主题是有勇气的管教。
Dennis writes, "It takes courage to raise children today according to biblical standards, especially when the culture doesn't exactly support us in striving to courageously protect our sons and daughters."
这个作者他说，在现今要用圣经的标准来教养孩子需要勇气，尤其现在现今的文化并不支持我们勇敢保护我们的儿女。
He challenges us Christian parents.Especially us dads to be courageous.
他接着挑战基督徒的父母，尤其是父亲，要来刚强壮胆。
He challenges us not to do the easiest thing, which is to do nothing.
他挑战父亲们不要做这个最简单的选择，那就是什么都不做。
He says in the June 18th reading.
他在6月18号的时候他这样子写
The easiest thing is to do nothing, but that's how battles are lost.
最简单的就是什么都不做，但这会输了这场战役。
Adam did nothing, and he did nothing to prevent Eve from eating the forbidden fruit.
当蛇在引诱夏娃的时候，亚当就是消极的，什么都没有做。
Husbands, fathers, unlike Adam,Let us actively pursue God and courageously lead our families in godly living.
丈夫们、父亲们，不要像亚当一样，让我们积极地追求神，勇敢带领我们的家庭，过着敬虔的生活。
Men, fathers in this auditorium, men, fathers at home, let me have you stand and let's pray together.
弟兄们或是父亲们在所有的弟兄们在电视机前面或是在大堂里面请大家站起来我为你们祷告
Men, fathers, if you'll stand with me, let's pray
请所有的弟兄站起来让我们一同来祷告
Father, we are men of God and we stand before you
天父我们是属你的我们在你面前站立
Help us to be courageous living in this world
帮助我们在这个过今生的日子的时候能够刚强壮胆。
Empower us with the Holy Spirit of God to be courageous.
用圣灵赐我们能力来让我们做该做的事情。
Cause us to strive for your word and hunger for it and learn it.
让我们对你的话语饥渴每天都要从你那边读取去灵粮。
Enable us to memorize it and absorb it.
让我们能够吸收并且背诵这些经文。
When we are faced with the culture, give us encouragement, strength.
当我们面对当今的文化的时候，赐给我们勇气。
Father, we as fathers and husbands stand before you, and we want to pledge that we want to live godly lives.
天父，我们弟兄们站在你面前，我们希望能够向你守诺言。我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
We want to be godly and understanding and loving husbands.
我们希望成为一个能够了解并且充满爱的父亲。
We want to be loving, guiding and encouraging fathers.
我们要引导，我们要爱，我们要啊、这个啊、理解我们的啊、做一个、理解的父亲。
We cannot do that on our own strength.
我没有办法靠着我们自己做这些事情。
We call upon you to enable us.
我们啊、来向你呼求，来让我们能够做这些事情。
Holy Spirit of God, we don't take our role lightly.
圣灵，我们不啊、不愿意轻易的来啊、看我们的职分。
May our lives, as we live our lives here, be pleasing to you.
让我们在世的日子能够讨你的喜悦。
Thank you in Jesus' name for our time together.
谢谢你，我们用奉耶稣基督的名来祷告。
And we pray and say Amen together.
我们一同来说 Amen.
Amen.